going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 1, our final daily mock at 1 o'clock. At least until next year. But our final one, we'll get to you people later on in the show. We vent about the Phillies. I don't think it's true. Hit the panic button. I mean, it's this team has been dreadful now for a few weeks. They just got swept by the Mets, who are clearly better right now. And that is so painful to say, but it's so obvious. The Mets are the better team right now over the Phillies. Is it too early to hit the panic button? Is it still too early on the Phillies? They go to Chicago tomorrow. But we got a draft tonight. And let's listen to a couple insiders as we debate these draft topics. Trade 32 for TJ Watt. We wouldn't do that, Hugh and I. Kyle wants to do that. And, of course, you need defense tonight. But a couple of people that are in the know seem to think a lot of movement could happen tonight. Let's start with, how about we start with Baldy here? Brian Baldinger, who's not typically like a newsbreaker, right? Baldy just gives you his opinion. But he hears things, he knows people. Here's Baldy on something that could happen early in this draft tonight.
And you know, I get these premonitions when we get close to the draft. We're basically 48 hours away. I'm just telling you, I feel a blockbuster trade coming in the top five. I kind of know what might happen. I'm just letting you know, this is a tease. Like, it's coming. Be ready for it. This is not going to be a boring draft. We got a blockbuster trade coming. There's only so many great players in this draft. I don't know. Like, I feel it, all right? I might have to release it. I'm just teasing you right now.
So before you react to that, Hugh, I just want to point out last year, right before the draft, I remember I watched a video of Baldy where he said, you know, I think Michael Penix could be a Falcon. He was on that before anybody else.
So you're giving him his flowers.
Well, I'm saying
bit.
When he
says stuff, he's plugged in. I'm not gonna lie, Baldy's been at this game for a long time,
and he picks his spots. He's not an everyday news guy, right?
Yeah.
But when he has something, I think he obviously has heard something for someone to move up in the top five. What do you make of that?
But Baldy, shame on Baldy for doing folks like that. He should have. If you gonna put it out there, Baldy, put it out there.
Oh, now but you want to know what it is?
I know, because it's funny, because he said he know. He kind of used semantics. He danced a little bit because he said he knows, but then he said he has a premonition, but then he says he might let it go. So, Baldy, you ain't right for teasing us like that. I think he does know something, but to move up that high, okay, say if it's the Eagles, because that's the team that we think he's more familiar with, maybe.
Well, he's close to some of the guys on the team.
Yeah, he works out with, I think he works out with Lane or whatever. Who would that be? I mean, the only person I can think of is Abdul Carter. That's it.
I'll give you
to
one
move up
more.
That high. Who is you think would they take?
So I think Carter would be the one, most likely one. I know you guys aren't as high on him as I am. Travis Hunter might be a special player.
I think Travis Hunter, I like his game, but Joe, the man, this is what the issue is for me. The man has already made it clear that if he doesn't play both ways, he's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm. So you only pick him if you plan to play him both ways.
And here's the thing, Joe. Although I do believe he probably has the ability to play both ways, realistically, I don't think that's going to be able to happen because there's things in the NFL called game plans. And in order to run these game plans, you have to practice.
Mm-hmm.
How are you practicing? You got 3 good days of like real practices that you get. What? Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Friday, you scale it back a little bit because you're getting ready to play Sunday. How are you getting the work that you need to be as effective on both sides of the ball? That's the question that somebody has to figure out for me. Somebody that know way more football than I know to figure that out for me. And if he comes here and if he's not appeased in that way, that might be a problem.
So I get it, and I understand why there's some doubt. I just sometimes people are special, and I think he just might be a special athlete. I mean, he played 700 snaps last year.
I'm not disputing that, Joe. I'm not, but
that's kind of concerning, actually.
Well, so I don't know if he's going to play 10 years, but he might give you 5 special ones.
But here's the thing. Offensive playbook, defensive playbook. Defensive playbook is like the one we had. It wasn't big, but it was a nice size. You got to learn the offense and the defense.
I get it.
One training camp in order to be effective.
What do you think would be easier for him to major? Let's say he's mostly this and then a little bit of that. Do you think it would be easier to play wide receiver with a little corner or play corner full-time with a little wide receiver?
See, that's the thing, Joe. How much, like, the offensive playbook, I've never played offense. Let me say that first. But it feels like it's vast and it's extensive.
So you think that has to be the full-time thing?
Well, not only that, Joe, because you have to know. You got to know the check downs. You got to know all the check downs.
Right.
You got to know all the call. You got to know as much as the quarterback. You got to know that in certain coverages, you might have to break your routes off and things of that nature.
Right.
That's a lot.
I get it.
That's a lot.
He's got bust written all over him.
Oh, I disagree.
Damn, that's strong.
I think he's got Hall of Fame written on him. Hall of Fame.
And we've thrown around the comps and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it was Greg Cosell breaking down his college tape.
Mm-hmm.
He made it sound like he's gotten by on being talented more so than being like a heady player at corner,
mm-hmm.
which is supposedly his best position. You're not going to get away with that in the NFL. Like in college, you can get by on purely talent alone.
Yeah, you need more technique.
And it's going to be harder for him to get more technique having to learn both sides of the ball. Playing too much is so risky, short shelf life, a lot more injury risk, and I don't think he's necessarily great at one thing regardless. I'm not feeling the Hunter thing at all.
I'm declaring
it right now.
Love him.
Bust.
Hall of Fame. So we're on both sides. Yep. Hall of Fame and bust. All right. Look, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how high the Eagles could go, what they'd be going for, but there are teams that are reportedly looking to trade down. How about this? I wonder, could Hugh Douglas be ahead of the curve here? The Saints, according to Jordan Schultz, have made calls about potentially sliding back from number 9 to acquire additional draft capital.
Tanner McKee written all over that one.
Belief they would then use those extra picks to trade back into the late first round. So they want out of 9, and then they'll come back in the end of the first round.
That is telling
mm-hmm.
with a team that needs a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Tanner McKee.
Then, doesn't that tell you? Well, I wouldn't. They probably not going to give up the 9, but
no.
But that is telling that they're willing to move back in order to not get a quarterback.
The way this is worded, you know what team satisfies what they're trying to do? The Eagles. If their goal is to get out of 9 and then to get back into the first round to get a quarterback, the Eagles.
So that means what? 32?
Well, there's
for
got
9.
Well, and then we what else do we have to add?
Tanner McKee.
And we got to add
Dallas Goedert.
They got to want some other picks, aren't they?
Well, and what, this third and fourth pick or something like that? Maybe.
I'm trying to workshop.
This ain't my strong suit.
No, but well, ask AI. Maybe AI will help.
What would you give up, AI? What would you give up for Tanner McKee? I'm about to ask AI too.
Ask AI how much Tanner McKee's worth in the trade. Okay. I'm going to see what AI thinks about that.
I'm about to see.
All right. Can we
speaking
also,
of, go ahead, yep. We got a listener submitted this to me on Twitter. They asked Google AI about the defense, the luxury.
Mm-hmm.
No, defense is not a luxury in football. It's essential for winning. While a strong offense is crucial for scoring, a strong defense is equally important for preventing the opponent from scoring and for creating opportunities
you
for
know
the
what?
Offense.
I hate to be that guy.
I'm backing on robots.
Oh, so now you're out on AI.
Well, no, but with all due respect, you tell that person to quote those stats on their show.
No.
And not on ours, because on this show.
It's too late. I just did it, buddy.
Well, it's a talk show. They get to talk, too.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I could just have your propaganda machine over here.
That's exactly what this is. Propaganda.
It would be relatively low given his contract situation and potential availability of other quarterbacks through free agency in the NFL draft. He has a 4-year contract with the Eagles, and the value of the trade would be influenced by factors like his performance, the team's needs, and potential for return on investment.
I'm going to put up a Twitter poll. Travis Hunter is more likely to be Hall of Famer or a bust.
Well, there are more.
Since we're on this AI kick, I'm going to ask AI.
Okay. There are more busts than Hall of Famers. So, like, you're going to win this one. But I think he's going to be special. All right. 215-592-9494. Do you need a defensive player tonight? And with the Phillies. Is it still true to hit the panic button? I do not think it is. We're going through it right now with the Phillies. 13-12. But really, since that 6-1 start, this has been a rough stretch of baseball. Where do you come down after the sweep against the Mets? All right, let's grab Ron and Monco, who wants to talk about the Phillies. What's up, Ron?
Hey, guys.
How we doing?
You?
What's up, man?
What's up, bro? Yeah, listen, I want an edge rusher. That's what I want. I want a stud edge rusher at a DB. That's what I want.
Okay. I mean, I like that. We could use both of those things.
The conversation that you guys were just having. Anyway, listen, Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh, how long have you known Joe, real quick? How long have you known him?
About as long as we've been doing the show.
3 years or so?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, and Joe, when did you start doing that? When did you do the
evening show? I did that from 2017 until 3 years ago.
Okay. So, here's some things. Factoids about your partner.
Factoid.
Right? Yeah, some factoids. So, listen, I called him on the radio, and I was attracted to his show has several different reasons. One was, he was so young then, and he does have good, solid sports, and especially Philly knowledge. But the guy had zero personality, zero, like, you couldn't crack a smile. You couldn't get this guy. He was a cross between Walter Cronkite and Sergeant Joe Friday, okay? I mean, he was just straight as an arrow. It took me months to get this guy to even smirk.
Well, maybe you just weren't that funny, Ron. You ever think of that?
Well, no, dude. Come on, Joe. Come on. No. So anyway, now he's a barrel of monkeys. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a totally changed person.
I miss I used to play with the barrel monkeys when I was a kid. Your kids play with that, Ron? Love the barrel monkeys.
Actually, I remember having them. Yeah. So listen. I'm going to blow up the panic button. All right.
Okay. Yep.
All right. And Joe, we're going to put on our owner hat. Okay.
Ooh,
our owner.
I like this. Okay. Go for it.
Yeah. Let's go right to the top because that's where it's at. So here's what I'm doing. Okay. I'm starting to trade. I'm trading everything. Okay. Somebody, I was going to say this yesterday, but you were out. So somebody already got to it. But I'm telling you, I'm trading everything. All my coveted pitchers, all my hitters, everything I got, I'm trading it. Joe, they didn't want to do it back when they had two choices, okay? They had two choices when 18 when they decided to go after Harper. It was like, okay, build up the farm system or let's go and start to buy it. Well, this is the result of them trying to buy it. They completely botched it. It's botched. It's over. This team is done. I would not put another nickel into this. And they realized that 2 years ago when they put the brakes on trading anything out of their farm system to give them a boost in the playoffs.
So you want to blow it up? You want to blow the whole thing up?
Yeah, I have to blow. But think about this, Joe. Really think about this because they are worth so much right now. And these contracts, except for a couple of them, there's most of these contracts are obtainable. Harper is obtainable. at $153 million. You owe him. He's a bargain right now at $150 million. Do you know what you could get for these players for the farm system?
So hold on. So I'm open to some of this, and if we might get to sell mode.
Now,
if
it's, there's no, we don't. Here,
but if we're trading Harper, we're just cashing in the next 3 or 4 years.
Joe, they've been trying to avoid the pain for almost 2 decades now. We've talked about this in depth when you were back in.
I can't sign off on the Harper trade yet.
Harper?
That's what he's saying.
What are you going to listen to me?
Because then you're punting the next 3 years. Punting.
Joe, somewhere along the line you got to suck it up. But here's the problem.
We could be more practical here. We could trade Schwarber. We could trade. I'll give you one, Ron. This will make people uncomfortable. I would listen on Wheeler if it gets bad at the trade deadline. Wheeler's older.
I'm doing a piece by piece. And you know what? This will be because here's the problem with that. Who would you possibly think in that entire building in the franchise that you would trust to do this? Because Mattingly is doing nothing. Okay? Nothing. And this stuff
Mattingly.
About Dombrowski's building the farm system, my ass. Nothing is being done. And they had to build
Mattingly.
This farm system while they did this money bit with this team, and they didn't do it. They have failed on every aspect of this whole operation, and now it's come to roost, and now you got to man up, and you got to do what you got to do, because guess what? It's going to end badly. I mean bad. And I want to get this done and get it over with because these guys are just getting older and more susceptible to injury. Right now your value is high.
So I'm for some of this, but I can't do the Bryce trade yet. Ron, we appreciate the phone call. Preston Mattingly catches trades now.
It's Mattingly's fault.
Yeah, you know, no one is beyond, you know, criticism right now. I mean, that's what people want to hear. Preston Mattingly get rocked there by Ron and Monco. If they keep playing poorly, selling at the trade deadline is going to be a real conversation. Now,
some people need to be fired if that's the case. Because you ran, like, there's some bigger heads need to roll.
So, you know, there's actually a parallel to this. So the Tigers, Dombrowski, when he was there, they went to the World Series in 2012. They lost. They went to the LCS in 2013. They lost. They went to the LDS, the first round, in 2014. They lost. 2015, they had a tough year. And Dombrowski traded away their best pitcher for prospects, David Price, who was at the time. I believe they fired him after that season, Dombrowski. It went down. He did the trade deadline thing. He sold. And then he was out of there. I mean, this if they don't play well, it's a reality. There's still a lot of the Phillies will hold on to any hope they can that they don't have to do that. That's the last-ditch resort. That's if there's no other options, that's where they'd be. But, yeah, I'm hitting the panic button. Thomas and Brumall, what's up, Thomas?
How's it going? So I want to talk about the Phillies. My panic level is around a 6 right now. Not quite at a 10, but do you think that a sweep gets Rob fired? Meaning, we have the Nationals coming here. I think next week. If we lose to them in all 3 or 4 games. Is that something that needs to happen for Rob to be fired?
Hey man, are you hoping for that to happen, Thomas?
No, I'm not. But I'm saying, they say moves need to be made. Kevin Long needs to be gone, or Rob Thompson needs to be gone soon. I mean, what eventually happens?
Okay, I started to think about this last night a little bit, Thomas, because there's some parallels to the 2022 season with Girardi, just the way they're playing, and this feels like a malaise. There's no energy. Now, they did that right after Memorial Day, or right around Memorial Day, if I remember correctly. So I'm looking at the schedule like you are. You mentioned the Nationals come in here next week. But the Phillies have a pretty soft schedule middle of May. It's Cardinals, Pirates, Rockies, A's. To me, that's it, Thomas. I think if we get to towards the end of May, Memorial Day, and they can't beat up those teams and they're under 500, that's when I think it could be real, about a month from now.
The draft. I don't know. I guess, with either Tanner or Goddard, you guys were talking about earlier, Goddard, is there a team he could get traded to? Or do you think he'll move at all?
I think he will. Yeah, I do. I think there's a few teams. I mean, there's a lot of teams I've seen that keep getting mocked to draft tight ends. So maybe if they miss out on a tight end they want, then they feel desperate and they'll trade Howie something. So, yeah, I do think there's quite a few teams that would take Goddard tonight. All right, Thomas, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I think it's wrong. I was going to say Kerry Collins, but it was too late. It wouldn't be him.
Yep, so you can't get another guess. That's a shame. Cordell. No.
All right.
look at Kyle. Yep. Gatekeeping the guesses.
Well, it was not Kerry Collins. So can I offer?
It wasn't Cordell Stewart either.
Word of advice. Word of advice.
Help somebody out.
If you're kind of workshopping an answer and you've moved past the first name in your mind to the second, don't say the first name. Just give us your answer. Because then we don't want to cut you off. Like, I want to give you the chance to guess.
Like I just did.
Like you did. But I mean, I understand why Kyle did that. Because in essence, you're giving two guesses.
Yeah, you can't do it.
You can't do that. That's not fair to everybody.
In your own mind, you could say, no, I'm not going to say this one. I'm going to just pivot. Just set a little self-edit.
We do it all day.
He does it on the air every day, the self-edits. It's not a big deal. All right, 215-592-9494. Can we hear from Todd McShay here? Todd McShay on Howie Roseman and what he might do tonight.
My good friend Howie Roseman, like he's not sitting still. You know this about Howie? Most picks of any team currently in this year and next year's
draft.
How
does that happen?
Because he's a genius. And he works people over and he gets.
Don't answer that call.
The biggest shock in the first round of Howie just sticks at 32, doesn't move up or back. But Mason Taylor's a name that I keep coming back to. Mason Taylor's a player that is. When I talk to teams, he's a lot higher on the board than what the public has been.
There it is, Hugh. 32, Mason Taylor, if they stay, your guy.
All I know is we need to do a podcast. We can do cuss words. I'm to hear Todd McShay.
You just want
to
cuss?
Well, no, because Todd McShay, it doesn't sound right to hear him being bleeped. So, I mean, that's not his lane.
You don't necessarily need to be on a podcast for you to let him fly, Hugh.
Why has Asai Reddick been on four other freaking football
FCC
team.
FCC violations out the window.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to be. I just want to go ahead and let them cuss words fly.
Now, he was on YouTube, Todd McShay. That's his YouTube show.
Oh, we're on YouTube.
Yeah, but we're also on the radio. That also matters.
You threw that in like also. I was about to let him. I wasn't about to do that. Yeah, I know the rules.
I also, speaking of rules or rumors, I got a rumor for you. Ready for this?
What you got?
Armando Salguero. He used to cover the Dolphins exclusively. Now he covers more of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
He said the Miami Dolphins have talked to several teams, including the Philadelphia Eagles, about a Jalen Ramsey trade. We brought him up a few weeks ago. Remember?
Yeah.
There was a question of him and Fangio if they saw eye to eye.
Yeah.
I don't know what the state of that relationship is. If that relationship can be repaired.
It probably can.
He's still a good player.
Yeah, and that's a piece. You know, it gives you a piece. Gives you a lockdown corner. He still is a pretty good corner.
I know. And to me, that replaces Slay. Like, yeah.
That's an upgrade.
And what he wrote is the trade competition could be as low as a fifth-round pick.
Yeah, that's an upgrade.
Now we're
talking. Man, how many years he got on this deal? Couple, right?
So he has, I think it's one or two left. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's making pretty good money. All right, 215-592-9494. Third clue coming up with your calls on the Phillies and the draft. And we'll get to something on what a rival may do in the draft, how it impacts the Eagles, and how the Eagles should approach it if that rival maybe approaches them. That's next. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to TrueGreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results. Yeah.